Welcome back, Zaronians, to the Zaronian Brawl Academy podcast. I'm your host, Alva Drenix, back with another episode, and today we have a real banger. I'm recording with Provo Bandit and Noob Army from the Brawl Show podcast. We're going to be doing Would You Rather Brawl Stars Edition. I'm sorry for recording so many collabs recently, just I haven't had much time for recording anything else. But also, me and Redo Ledo are starting a new podcast, a shared podcast called Union Brawl, where we will record together about once every month, and we'll have other podcasters on. But we haven't posted any episodes yet, so when we post our first episode, I'll put the link in the podcast description. But yeah, without further ado, enjoy the episode. I'll write them down. Yo.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, so if you two are ready, then we can start recording. Is it alright if my brother comes on to read some of mine as well?
Sure, yeah, no problem.
Alright, come on.
I have 10, and Noob Army has 10 as well.
Okay, so I'm going to cut it so that it starts recording at 30 seconds, so that, like, we can discuss everything.
Yeah.
Alright, so we'll go, like, Noob Army, and then Provo Bandit, and then me. And then we'll just take turns like that.
Okay, so start with Noob Army, then me, then you.
Yeah, and then we'll all answer it depending on who, like, figures out an answer first. So I'll cut it at 1 minute.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we'll start recording when it gets to 60 seconds.
Okay.
Where are my ones? Okay, here they are. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, yay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, welcome everyone. Today we're going to be doing Would You Rather Brawl Stars Edition. I'm Alpha Drenix, and I'm here with Provo Bandit and Noob Army.
Hello.
And
hey.
Yeah, so, first up, Noob Army.
So, would you rather have maxed out progression or all cosmetics?
Okay, for me, honestly, I think maxed out cosmetics, because the fun for me with Brawl Stars is, like, actually progressing. Like, that's what makes Brawl Stars fun for me. So, like, I want to keep the fun of progressing, but then, so by getting all cosmetics, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with that as well.
Same.
Provo Bandit?
Okay, so if you have to delete one of these, which one would you delete? Gears, gadgets, star power, or hypercharge? Like, of the extra abilities, which one would you delete if you had to delete one?
Gears, probably, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, gears is not too useful. Hypercharge is kind of fun. Star powers are really they need to stand. So I agree with Alpha Drenix.
Yeah, gears is probably a wise decision. Okay.
All right. So my one. This is kind of an easy one. So would you rather have infinite coins, or wait? No, actually, hold on. I'm gonna change it a little bit. So would you rather have infinite coins or infinite bling?
Ooh, I don't know. I kind of like cosmetics, but if it doesn't give me the exclusive skins, I don't know. I probably have to go with all Infinity coins.
I'm going to disagree with Noob Army. I'm going to go with Infinite Bling, because again, I like Brawl Stars because I have to work hard to progress. So get Bling to get that extra shiny stuff.
But you also have to get the... whatever.
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah, I'm going with Bling. Bling would be nice.
Alright, Noob Army, you're up next.
Alright. Would you want a Brawl Stars movie or a TV show?
Okay. I want a movie. Okay, so the reasoning behind this is that I've been in film class at school, so I've really gotten to know how films work. Like, I don't know. I just like films better than TV shows because it gives you a restriction on time. Like with TV shows, I feel like a lot of writers are like, oh, I have all this time. I can write whatever I want. But with like a movie, it's like, okay, I only have 2 hours. I have to get all the important stuff in. So I feel like the writing is better with movies. So that's my complicated way of explaining. I'd rather have a Brawl Stars movie.
Yes,
yeah, so
I think I'd have a Brawl Stars movie, because if they had a Brawl Stars TV show, eventually they'd run out of ideas for episodes, and then what would happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd choose Brawl Stars movie, because as long as it is not live action. as long as it's not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be a different question.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Like, all the characters would look weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Proto Bandit, you're up.
Yep. Okay, what would you rather eat in real life? A Doug hot dog or a loose snow cone?
Ooh. I would say a loose snow cone, because Doug's hot dogs, I don't know how I'd feel about a hot dog that can, like, deal damage to me, or, like, actually, no, I'd probably go Doug's hot dog, because it would give me an extra life, you know, just in case something would happen.
I don't know. I'd probably choose a loose snow cone, because even if it makes me die, even if he puts poisoning in it, it will still taste good.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so now my brother, Omega Zed, will read out my second would you rather.
Okay.
Yep.
Would you rather have all of the skins in the game or have all of the pins in the game?
Ooh.
I think pins are a way of showing off, like, hey, I have this pin. It's exclusive. I've been here for 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think I'd want to keep it exclusive and get all the skins.
Some skins are exclusive, though, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say my decision in a couple words. I love me some pins.
Okay, yeah. I think pins can be really fun sometimes. Like, in the right situations, pins are, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But IMO, in my opinion, I have all the pins I'm ever going to need. I have the thumbs down. I have the thumbs up. I have some really nice exclusive ones. So, but I don't have all the skins I want. So I have the pins I need, but there's some skins that I would like. So that's why I would say skins.
Yeah.
All right. New Bummy, you're up.
All right. Which brawler would you want? Could you be in real life? 1v1.
1v1. Ooh, this one's hard. So for me, there's a lot of brawlers with guns, like shotguns and stuff, so I have to stay away from, like, Bull or Shelly or Colt. I have to, like, think of their attack. Like, Buzz, I'm pretty sure his attack is a whistle, but he would still be dangerous because he throws this, like, boogie board at you, so that would hurt.
Yeah, that would hurt.
So, I think for me, I'd have to say Lou, because he's throwing ice cream.
Okay.
But, and it's the one danger with him is, like, you could get a brain freeze. It seems like that's his ability. So you just have to be aware of the brain freeze. But I feel like I could take down Lou. Yeah.
Okay. So are we allowed one weapon? Like, just like a tool or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then I'm going to choose Doug, because isn't he just like a giant inflatable?
That's what it looks like in game. Yeah.
I just get like a toothpick or something and touch him once, poof, he's gone.
But what if he attacks you and gets his super?
It's water.
Okay.
That's a good decision.
I probably choose Sandy, because he just throws sand, goes invisible for a second. When he throws sand at you in the sandstorm or whatever, just fight back, bro. Just fight back.
Yeah.
Alright, Proto Bandit, you're up.
Yeah. So the next one I have is this is kind of a interesting question. For Brawl Stars, or maybe even just in general, do you rather have iPhone or Android?
My friend has an Android, Samsung, and Brawl Stars is extremely slow on his phone. Maybe that's just like the storage or something, but I find that iPhone is generally the more compatible with Brawl Stars. Obviously, like, the newer, like, Samsung and Android devices are probably better for the game, but I mean, it's just my personal, like, preference.
I have an Android. Sadly, it's just like a really random phone.
You don't like the Android?
Yeah, I probably choose iPhone, because Yeah,
I have an iPhone, so I think this one for me doesn't matter as much, but if I had to choose, I'd do iPhone.
Okay, Omega Zed, what do I have next?
Okay, so Would you rather be able to play only five brawlers or win with only one brawler?
I'd probably... do I get to choose the five brawlers?
Yeah, five brawlers of your choice.
Yeah, I'd probably get to choose five brawlers. Because playing one brawler and winning, I mean, that's not really a flex.
That's a big flex.
That's okay flex, but I don't really want to flex. I want to have fun in Brawl Stars. So I'd probably have to choose the five brawlers.
Okay. For me, I'm thinking big picture. I think it's one brawler that you always win with, right?
Yeah, no matter what.
Yeah. I would choose the one brawler. Because if you think about it, I would join an esports team, right? I would get paid a lot of money, and we would always win. As long as we somehow didn't ban the brawler, that would be a nice job security. So I'm going to go with the one brawler you always win with.
Yeah, maybe. So New Bummy, what do you have next?
My next is, would you want to only play long range or play short range?
Like long range brawlers or only short range brawlers? Yeah.
And Fang, just so you know, Fang counts as a short range.
I would say long range because they have the highest skill cap, and there's like a good amount of different ones. So I would say long range.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say long range as well. I have a surprising skill with snipers. I don't know why.
I choose long range too. I love me some Piper, and oh, my favorite brawler is Colt. I love playing him. So yeah, I'd have to go with long range. I don't know how I'd live without Colt.
Okay, so for my next one, let me see here. Do you like playing Brawl Stars on a phone or a tablet? This is another kind of out-of-game question.
I've played on a tablet once, my friend's tablet, and it's so weird. The controls are, like, farther apart, and the screen, the display is just bigger. I would say phone, but only because I'm used to it. Like, if I could play on a tablet, I'd probably say that.
For exact same reason, I'd choose phone.
Yeah, if I had to choose, I'll choose tablet because I think a bigger screen is nice.
I mean, I know that pro players like to play on tablet. They recommend it, but I'm just used to phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Omega Zed, what's my next one?
Okay, so would you rather be able to use good gadgets once per match or bad gadgets 10 times per match?
Probably the good gadgets, because the bad gadgets would not do anything. If it's bad, it would not do anything. And you wouldn't use it at all if it's bad. So
that's true.
When I heard this question, my mouth just went wide open, because just me thinking about doing a gadget 10 times per match, just like, what? So I would choose 10 gadgets, because that just sounds like a lot of fun. Because even if it's a bad gadget, it eventually might maybe become a good gadget if you use it 10 times. And that would be, like, depending on what it is, it could be really toxic and really fun. So I would say 10 times. That's what I would do.
Okay. I can see that.
All right. New Bummy, your turn.
Okay. So, the creator, this is kind of an off-game. YouTube. Kairos or Lex?
Ooh.
They're very similar.
Very similar.
I think I'm going to go with Kairos because Lex is fun. Lex reminds me a lot more of like Mr. Beast, where he does like a bunch of different challenges and stuff.
Like with nubs, he kind
of
reminds me.
Yeah, like he reminds me of Mr. Beast, kind of like the way that he just does a bunch of challenges. But Kairos, he does like a lot of like, in a lot of ways, he represents the English speaking Brawl Stars community a lot.
That's like, true.
Like, with his, like, videos, his videos are very impactful. Like, they are, like, they're really amazing. I would say Kairos. They're both fun, but in my opinion, Kairos is a lot more important to the community in some ways. That's what I would say.
I'd have to agree.
Wait. Let them answer before you.
I don't know. I would say, like, whenever I want to watch YouTube, if I want to, like, absorb some information, I always go to Kairos. But if I'm in like a funny mood, I want to watch something fun, then I go to Lex, because Like, with Lex, you can always count on him to have something, like, a funny video posted.
Yeah. I don't know. It just depends who you are. If you make, like, YouTube videos about Brawl Stars and you want to get, like, as much information as you can, or, like, you have a podcast, go to Kairos. But if you just like playing Brawl Stars, then go to Lex. I'd probably choose Kairos, though.
Yeah.
Like, his Brawl Stars Olympics, that's pretty fun.
My next, I lost track.
I think that was New Barmy's question. Okay. So it's me next.
Yeah.
So would you rather Brawl Stars stops updates? Like, it becomes like kind of like Boom Beach, where like there's no more updates, but it's still live. But like other Supercell games are made, or Brawl Stars keeps on getting updates, but Supercell never makes another game ever again. Like, if you can understand that one.
I'm going to be honest, I don't play any of the other Supercell games, so I'm going to go with the selfish choice and go with the Supercell still does updates, but no more Supercell games. I know that Wolfbite from the Wolfpack podcast, he's obsessed with, is it called Moco? The Supercell
still
in beta. Yeah.
Yeah, Moco's awesome.
Yeah, Moco is...
Okay. Yeah.
It's not the best.
So you would rather have Brawl Stars keep on updating?
Yes, because any of the other Supercell games.
Yeah.
The other Supercell games are kind of dead. Like Moco.
No way.
Is okay. Clash Royale is like, people hate it because Brawl Stars, I mean Supercell, made a little tiny mistake. And Clash Royale is okay.
No, you just said Clash Royale 2 times.
No, Clash of Clans is okay. People are fine with it. Boom Beach and Heyday, like, Heyday. No one plays that. No one plays that.
That you know.
Yeah. So, and Moco is hidden beta. It's only on Android, so I'd have to, I have to agree with Alpha.
If I can, I would choose Supercell makes other games because I like games, and right now, if Brawl Stars stopped right now, I'd be okay with that, because it has a good enough, like, I know it's good enough that it stopped right now, I would still play it. So that's what I would say.
Okay, Omega Zed, what's my next would you rather?
This would be a pretty easy one to answer. So would you rather have infinite star drops or infinite gems?
A lot of infinites here.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if you can get gems from star drops, so I'd probably have to go with infinite gems, because you can just max out your stuff. I probably wouldn't do that, but I'd just probably get all the cosmetics I could.
Yeah, I would. I would choose star drops. I'm being a little different. I would choose star drops because it gives you a mixture of all kinds of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I would get, like, it gives you bling, and it gives you, like, it just gives you a nice mixture. So that's why I'd say infinite star drops.
Okay. New Bummy, you're...
Okay, so would you play would you rather play Brawl Stars Portrait? But no auto aim.
No. It's
or
the question or is no the question. Yeah, the question is: would you rather play Brawl Stars, but it's in portrait, like it used to be, or it's still in landscape, but there's no auto aim? What would you? That was New Barmy's. I would honestly. I'm intrigued with portrait. Like, portrait seems interesting. Like, I would do that just to see what it's like. So that's why I would choose portrait.
Yeah. Me being me, I rely on auto aim. So without auto aim, the game is just not the game anymore. Like, I'm quoting from OJ here, auto aim is best aim, and I've proven it many times. And then immediately failed after.
I'd probably have to disagree with Trainix, because I don't know though. I'd still probably do no auto aim, because I mean, that'd be hard with Edgar and Jackie and stuff, but I think I could get used to it pretty quick.
Yeah, the reason I chose auto aim to still stay in the game is because I'm pushing Edgar Mastery. I'm so close. I'm like 1,000 yeah. Mastery points off. And without auto aim, it'd be pretty hard to push Edgar.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Alright, Prove about it.
Yep. So my next question is, so you guys know how, like, there is that one time in Brawl Stars history where if you tapped on 8-bit enough, you would be taken to, like, the 8-bit minigames, right?
Yeah, you tap on
it. And then, right now in games, if you tap on the camera, the, like, you get to this, like, security video thing, right? Would you rather Brawl Stars turns into, like, the 8-bit minigames, or Brawl Stars turns into, like, the camera? Like, kind of like Five Nights at Freddy's, where you have to, like, watch the camera and see what happens. Like, if Brawl Stars had to turn into one of those, which one would you choose?
I would choose the CCTV because, in case you didn't know, like, there's, right now, the stuff that's going on with the CCTV, it's basically, like, the backstory of all the Brawlers. And, I saw footage of, like, how Poco became, like, a kind of, like, a dead mariachi. And, like, the Starbucks CCTV shows so much lore. And yeah, that's why I'd rather have the Starbucks CCTV.
Yeah, I'd agree with Drainix because honestly, we can see Leon and Nita. We get all like the Brawler's lore instead of just 8-bit and his evil 8-bit or whatever. So
yeah, you would choose the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say 8-bit minigames, but yeah. I can definitely see your guys' reasoning.
Is it my turn? Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, alright, so yeah. Would you rather open 3 legendary star drops or 6 epic star drops?
Wait, what?
So would you rather open 3 legendary star drops or 6 epic star drops?
I don't know. Epics are just usually pins for me, so I probably have to go with 3 legendary.
True. Even though I got Mortis's reload gadget out of my last legendary star drop.
Yeah, legendary can be a real letdown sometimes. Even then, I would take the chance and go with legendary star drops.
Alright, fair enough. I mean, legendary star drops are legendary star drops.
Yeah. So, yeah. New Barmy?
The next. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Best game other than Brawl Stars.
Like, if you had to play one other game than Brawl Stars, what would it be?
Yeah.
So, I would choose Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild on Switch, because that game's really fun. There's a lot of things you can do with that. Like, you can spend hundreds of hours in that game. So, if that's the one game I had to play, I would choose Breath of the Wild, definitely. Not the sequel, the first one.
I don't know. I've had, like, many video game phases before I had Brawl Stars. And personally, I'd do Minecraft just because of, like, all of the possibilities that you can do in there. Like, you can download mods, make it, like, a completely different game. But, like, I don't really know, honestly. Like, I'd be willing to play any game.
Yeah. Minecraft is a smart decision because, like, that can be so many different games depending on how you play.
And it can be pretty fun. I don't know.
If you had to choose New Barmy, you...
I mean...
You don't have to choose if you don't want to. Because it's your question. You don't want to choose.
I play Brawl Stars all the time. I don't play any other game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So...
I'm addicted to Brawl Stars.
Okay, so... My would you rather... Let me just look at my list. Okay. Would you rather work for Supercell, like, at the, like, the Finland headquarters or something, or... Would you rather be a Supercell creator? Like, you get paid making Supercell content. Which one would you rather?
Ooh. I think I'd work for Supercell because I'd be in the Time to Explain podcast. I could possibly be in the Brawl Talk. And I'd actually have influence over what goes on in the game. And right now, I play the game a lot. So I would be able to make changes create decisions based on a player's point of view rather than just, like, one of the creators' point of view.
Yeah. I'd agree with Drainix. Really? Yeah, because even though if I got the creator thing, and I got paid to do it, and there was only one view, one person that was watching me, that would not be worth it. So, and I'd get paid for doing, for working at Supercell. So I'd work at Supercell.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think Supercell would be fun. Like, yeah, that'd be fun. All
right, so now my next one, it's a cosmetic-based one.
Okay, so would you rather have a Star Pal?
No, Star Shelly.
Would you rather have Star Shelly or one Star Player icon?
So what I mean by the number one Star Player icon, so during the Mandy season, they released 4 player icons based on which anniversaries you were here for. It's like, if you were here for the 4th anniversary, you got that player icon. If you were here for the 3rd, 2nd, 1st, you got those. So would you rather have the Star Shelly skin or the Star number one player icon, which means that you were there for the 1st anniversary?
I'm pretty sure I was there for the 1st anniversary.
You weren't. You were after me. You weren't there for the 1st anniversary.
I was there for the 2nd. So, I don't know. I just think Star Shelly is a different kind of flex than the icons. So I'd probably have to go with Star Shelly.
Okay.
Yeah, I would choose Star Shelly because
only 1,000 people have it.
Yeah, I think I'd choose. No, not 1,000. Like a couple. Like, I'm pretty sure there's like at least 1,000,000 accounts. Okay, whatever. I would choose Star Shelly. Like, I think it's a awesome flex to have. It's a good. It's a solid. It's an okay skin, but mostly what makes it good is like the meaning behind it. So I would choose Star Shelly.
Okay, Nubami, you are up.
Okay, so would you rather Supercell only update the game or only make new brawlers?
For me, honestly, this one's hard. No, I think I would say only update the game because I don't know. If they didn't add any more brawlers, it would be a lot more easier for them to balance it. Because if they stopped adding brawlers, eventually, probably like after a year after that, eventually the game would be about perfectly balanced because they would know all the brawlers and wouldn't have to worry about new ones coming in. So that would be interesting. And also, just I think when a new update comes out, I'm more excited for like Mega Pig rather than the brawler they add. So I think most of my update fun comes from the new changes. So that's why I would say stop adding brawlers, but keep on changing the game.
Let him
answer.
Yeah, I would agree, because if they stop releasing brawlers, I'd actually be able to spend my credits on unlocking the brawlers I don't already have. And yeah, like you said, I care more about what the update actually has rather than the brawler. Personally,
I agree with Draenix and Provo Bandit because it'd be easier for new players, and eventually new players Supercell would probably get new players to join Brawl Stars. It's like, hey, this update's cool, but there's no brawler. Huh, this is interesting. Let me check it out or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd agree with Draenix and Provo Bandit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my turn. Bandit?
Yep. I think it's my turn. So, let me look at the list here. If you could only play one more game mode for the rest of your Brawl Stars career, what would it be? Like, ooh. One, like Brawl Ball or Showdown or something. Like, which one?
Showdown. Wait, is Solo and Duo Showdown one event, or are you counting them as separate ones?
We'll count them as separate, just to see which one you prefer, or what? Yeah.
Solos probably.
Okay. Any reasoning behind it? Just because it's fun.
Yeah, probably. I don't really know. This is an extremely hard question.
There's yeah, it is hard. Like, imagining Brawl Stars is only a battle royale would be crazy. But yeah, Nubarmy, you must answer the hard question.
Okay. Now. I love Knockout. Like, all the maps for Knockout are really fun. I think it's a really cool idea for Knockout.
And you also got an event.
And just a solo showdown. It's, like, just teaming. And there's, like, win trading and all that. So that'd be hard for me. And so then... Sure. And then Brawl Ball is also pretty sweaty. It can be fun sometimes. You can make trick shots, sure. But it's not as fun as Knockout for me.
Okay. So, I guess it's back to me now. So,
yep.
Would you rather be able to use all of the Brawler pins at once? So, I mean, like, you'd be able to use Happy, Sad, Angry, GG's, Thumbs Up, all of those at once. Or be able to put multiple sprays down at once. These are both problems that I have with the game, by the way.
I'd probably choose pins because I never use sprays, whether it's thumbs up or like thumbs down or whatever. I always use pins instead. It's just more easier, more accessible for me, I think. So, and there's not too many cool sprays in my opinion, so probably.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I don't only have three emotions in one game. Especially if it's Gem Grab, where the countdown trades every 10 seconds.
Yeah. It's like a whole movie trilogy experience.
Yeah.
Gem Grab. Yeah. I'm going to be weird. I'm going to choose sprays. The reason being is because I want, you know, like the sprays they've had where like the train connects. Or,
oh,
like,
yeah,
the robot in the box connects. Like, that would be fun to make. Just
that's
for, like,
true,
making an art piece. You know, going into the Brawl Stars history as, like, the greatest artist ever. Like, that would be the most toxic thing is if you just start making a painting on the ground. That would be funny.
Like a bunch of X's?
That would be funny. So, I think just for the funs, for the lols, I would choose sprays.
Alright. Okay, bummy, back to you.
Yeah.
Piper or Brock?
Simple. I think Brock. Brock was one of my first long range people I ever got. Like the first brawler I maxed out. He's super fun. His super is awesome. I like Brock a little bit more.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go with Brock as well. Because I don't have Piper yet. But maybe when I have Piper, I'll change my opinion on this. But for now, it's Brock, for sure.
I like Brock. I agree with Provo Bandit.
Brock.
Yeah, I agree with everyone. Brock is just more fun. Piper is kind of hard to work with sometimes, depending on maps. So, and Brock is just more fun, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Piper's fun if you master her, but like other than that, she's hard.
I mean, I have her at like 600, but
yeah.
Okay.
So
the listeners know that they won't be here for another half an hour. I'm pretty sure all of us have two more, and New Bummy has one more. If I'm correct.
Yep. That is all correct. Right,
cool.
Yeah.
Right,
so, this is another simple one: Penny or Jesse. Like, the reason I chose those two is because they both have, like, turrets, like, pets, kind of. Which one would you choose?
I feel like I play better with Penny for some reason.
Okay.
I'd probably choose Jessie, because she's power 11. She was my first favorite brawler I liked. And I just... Like she has a place in my heart, honestly. So, probably Jesse.
Nice.
Alright, so, is it back to me now?
Yep.
Okay, so would you rather have Colt's looks or Jesse's smarts?
Ooh, I don't know, bro. I love Colt, but... Yeah, I'm just gonna have to go with Colt because I'm pretty close to getting his mastery title. I'm like halfway there.
Yeah.
So probably Colt's looks. I don't know.
I would choose Jesse's knowledge because I don't know. I think for me, learning is actually really fun. Like learning new things I haven't heard before. Like when I think about like school after high school, like college and stuff like that, and a job, I get excited. Like I'm excited for what I can learn, what I could learn, what my future could be. So that's why I choose Jesse Smarts, because that would open up a lot of cool avenues for me in my future. So yes, yeah, Jesse Smarts.
Yep, so before I answer this, I have to, like, lay down some facts. So Jessie's, like, what, 7? And she knows how to build a fully functioning turret, which has the power to kill people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just can't not go Jessie. Like, Jessie is a brain the size of the Earth.
So, basically, what we're saying is that Noob Army... Wow. Okay, that's what we're saying. Okay.
I love cool. That's okay, the only reason I picked
okay,
him.
Okay, Noob Army, let's listen.
I'm already pretty enough.
Okay, let's listen to your last question.
Bull or Daryl?
Daryl. He's so Daryl. Fun to play. His damage up is insane. And the bouncing on the walls is so fun.
Yep. I think Daryl's a lot of fun. It's pretty simple. Yep, that so my last one.
I need to answer.
Okay, really quick.
Bull, if you're listening to this, don't listen. I love Daryl. He's just super fun.
You're telling Bill Russell to close your ears now.
Close your ears.
Okay. Yeah. That was his last question. My last question. This used to be a very hot topic. I think people have forgotten about it, but this is very important. I think we need to talk about. Top hat Mortis or no hat Mortis?
Top hat.
Noob Army?
I strongly disagree with Drainix. Oh, wow. Because it's a fact. It's a fact. It's crazy, but it's real. Top hat Mortis, no hat Mortis goes faster than top hat Mortis. I have no idea why. But it's true. And he just has better looks. I like looking at people's hair.
Yeah, my brother, for some, reason, also prefers No Hat Mortis.
Well, then, your brother's smart.
Noob Army, do you know the history behind this? So,
Top Hat Mortis was here first.
Yeah, Top Hat Mortis was here first. No. Then, Supercell decided, hey, one day, let's just get rid of the Top Hat. And the community was an outrage. Like, they, like, almost destroyed Brawl Stars because they got rid of Mortis's top hat. So top they hat. Had to add it back in the game or Supercell would die. So,
top hat.
That's the history.
I love no hats. I love looking at people.
Okay, we'll stop his opinion. This Colt now. No hat Mortis. Okay. Your final question. Let's move on.
Okay, so might have to discuss for a bit. So, would you rather rework Edgar or rework Hank?
I hate Hank.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh. Hank is like the worst brawler to push. I have him at like 0 trophies right now, bro. He is not fun at all, bro. He's not good. He was only good for like 1 second. A thin minute, bro.
Yeah, for like a couple of minutes.
I just have to rework Hank. I don't know how, but I hate Hank.
Okay. Here's my opinion. Incoming. Brace yourself. Edgar is actually... He can be fun to play. Like, if you jump at the right moment, assassins can be fun.
The 23,000 mastery point speaks for itself.
Yeah, he's not that good, but he can be fun if you use the right moment. Hank, he also can be fun. When you get that giant splash damage, it's awesome.
But then you also have to...
Yeah, wait, let me... I think who needs the rework most?
Hank.
The answer is Hank.
Hank.
Hank should... One big thing, like, right off the top of my head, if they haven't changed this already, but... Hank should be able to heal while he's loading his attack.
Yes.
Because I remember when he first came out, he didn't heal. He doesn't heal while he's attacking. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. Like, I think what the rework should be, I think what's cool about him is that opponents can see where he's going to attack. So it kind of gives, like, it gets rid of the element of surprise so that, okay, it's coming. We need to get ready. So somehow keep Hanks, like, you see where he's going to attack, but when he does, like, attack, it does a lot of damage. So, yep. Like, the enemy will have time to prepare, but if they don't prepare, they're basically dead. Like, that would be fun. Like, if the opponent sees where he's about to attack, yeah, I think that's the rework you should have. That would be fun.
So, both of them need a rework, but Edgar's actually not that bad. In the right situation, he's actually really, really good, and against the right brawlers. Obviously, I can speak with this with a nearly gold 3 Edgar. Again, yes, I will flex this multiple times. and then Hank. Now, Hank was good for, like, the first couple days of his release, and then he was just hot trash. He was nerfed to the ground, terrible, no doubt about it. He's the worst brawler in the game. And he needs to rework way more than Edgar. What I saw on, like, Reddit and stuff was that you can see Hank whenever he's charging his bubble, even if he's in a bush. What I would do is you would only be able to see him if he's charging his attack when it's on, like, the full size. So you can't see him while it's medium size, like, small size, only until it's, like, the maximum size. And maybe rework his super because it's kind of underwhelming, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just so
you wanna get your
Sam slash Provo Bandit. You said something about his it's pretty fun to land his big bubble on people. But it takes 3 years to charge that big bubble. Just so you know.
Yeah, I know that. That's why I'm saying that I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree. It needs a rework.
I know, but
so we're not enemies. We're on the same side, brother. Okay? We're on the same side, brother. We're together. Okay. There you go. That's our opinions.
Well, I think that's gonna wrap it up for the Would You Rathers. It was really fun to record with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. It took us a while to plan this out, but I think it was well worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we can record again sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Make sure to check out The Brawl Show and Zaroni Brawl Academy. And, yep, see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.
All right, guys, thanks for listening to the collaboration. I'm just going to read the Q&A replies and the poll from last episode. So last episode, I asked, what is your favorite / least favorite change that they made, or what's your least favorite / favorite thing in Brawl Pass 2.0? So Daniel says favorite is Brawl Pass normal, and then least favorite is Brawl Pass 2.0. fair enough. And then Kaka says, I like the paid pass, plus you can tell I'm a dirty dreamer. Indeed I can. And then Red Letter says, bro, even if you're paying £10 every month, £120 a year, you get less bling every pass. Yeah. And then for the poll, I asked, how do you feel about Brawl Pass 2.0? so 40%, so 4 people says that they love it, 5 people say that it's not bad, and then 1 person says that they hate it. I have a pretty good feeling that that's Daniel. But yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed the collab. I'll probably ask something cool for the question of the day and the poll. And yeah, see you guys in the next one. Have a drinks out.